Richard Bradley is the chairman of the board for the ARC of Florida, a nonprofit organization that promotes and protects the human rights of people with developmental disabilities. The 40 years he has spent helping individuals with developmental disabilities began at home with his sister, Kathy.
Kathy had a measured IQ of about 23, so she needed supervision. She was very capable of doing many things, but she needed supervision. Supervision is literally a matter of life and death for those less capable.
Those that provide such supervision are direct care workers, a job Bradley performed for his sister. But he says inconsistent direct care staff is a concern for many. Over the last 10 years, the national turnover rate of direct care staff has reached 70%, meaning 60 to 70% of direct care workers switch out of the homes they are working in. Bradley attributes this turnover to a lack of funding for providers.
30% of the providers of direct services have abandoned the field over the last few years. Think about that. 30% of the people or the organizations that have been providing these services have abandoned it completely over the last couple of years.
The ARC of Florida and the Developmental Disabilities Council joined forces Tuesday to plead their cases for increased funding in developmental disability services, transportation providers, and job training programs. Their efforts have led to Governor Rick Scott proposing an $89 million budget plan for developmental disability services. However, Barbara Palmer, director of the Agency for Persons with Disabilities, says there is still a ways to go. The Senate has proposed a $66 million budget plan, while the House spending plan includes nothing. She says failing to provide enough funding could hurt families waiting on help getting services through waivers.
Waivers started back in the 80s, and at that time, some of the parents were in their 20s and 30s. They're now in their 60s and 70s. They need help to take care of their individuals, especially their loved ones, especially to keep them in their homes.
Palmer sympathizes with the plight of the direct care workers as well and urges the legislature to pass laws that provide caretakers with a livable wage, not just a minimum wage that is non-recurring.
We're asking for that to be recurring money, because every year if it's non-recurring, you have to keep go back in to ask for it.
Both organizations urged families to continue speaking to their representatives for the remainder of the session. For WFSU News, I'm Andrew Quintana.